Kremlin signals no Ukraine breakthrough after Putin talks with U.S. Trump says he doesn't want Somalis in U.S. as ICE plans Minnesota operation. As lead changes in knife-edge Honduran election fail to get his way, Ukrainians in war-ravaged Donbass weigh prospects of peace deal. Search for long-missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 to resume. U.S. Navy Admiral ordered second deadly Venezuela boat strike. White House says man charged with theft over claims he swallowed $19 Fabergé egg pendant. YouTube says it will be less safe for kids under Australia's social media ban. India tells smartphone makers to put state-run cyber safety app on new devices. Pope prays at Beirut port blast site on last day of Lebanon visit. Thousands of rounds of German army ammunition stolen from lorry. Why is Trump threatening Venezuela's Maduro? Nigeria grants asylum to Guinea-Bissau presidential candidate after coup. Hong Kong leader orders investigation into deadly fire that killed 151. Mangione in court as lawyers seek to rule out notebook, gun, and other key evidence. Zambian American influencer sentenced to 18 months for hate speech. Cyclone catastrophe in Sri Lanka awakens volunteer spirit. Was it a coup or was it a sham? Behind Guinea-Bissau's military takeover, hung by my wrists and beaten, Israeli-Russian woman says Iraqi militants tortured her in captivity. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? What is Honduras' ex-president accused of, and why has Trump pardoned him? Devastating toxic spill seen as test of whether African countries will stand up to China. Is the U.S. preparing for war with Venezuela? I saw them driving over injured people. The terrifying escape from war in Sudan. How Pope Leo transformed from quiet man to vocal peace messenger on first foreign trip. Watch, driver hoisted to safety from truck dangling over West Virginia bridge. Watch, Melania Trump reveals Christmas decorations, Lego portrait of president. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? Climate protesters in kayaks disrupt operations at Australian port. Watch, moment huge fireball destroys Sydney waste facility. Watch, Pope struggles to remove cloth covering plaque. Video shows speed fire spreads in Hong Kong tower block. Scores killed as floods sweep several Asian nations. Oil prices fall as markets watch. Russia-Ukraine peace efforts for supply signals. Hegseth says he did not see survivors after first drug boat strike. Backs decision to strike again. Oil prices hold declines amid Ukraine peace talks. Russia says no Ukraine compromise reached after five-hour Putin talks with Trump envoys. Oil eases amid uncertainty around Russia-Ukraine peace plan. Oversupply worries. Exclusive, more U.S. soybean shipments to China due to load through mid-December. U.S. oil futures unchanged as API inventory shows unexpected draw in crude stocks. U.S. to announce bridge payment for farmers next week. Rollins says Venezuela rejects sale of Citgo's parent, Vice President says. Trump removes renewable from title of U.S. energy lab. Barclays maps out six drivers behind Europe's 2026 equity upside. Airbus cuts commercial aircraft delivery target for 2025. Jefferies sees this stock as the strongest bet in UK house building. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 1.03%. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.18%. ANZ's Nuno Matos named new Australian Banking Association Council Chair. Asia stocks mixed as Fed cut bets lift. Japan, S Korea, Australia Q3 GDP in focus. ASX outage deepens investors' doubts over tech overhaul. Stories on Momenta filing for Hong Kong IPO withdrawn. Netflix, Warner Bros. Discovery combo seen lowering costs for consumers. Sources say Russia services sector activity rises on renewed order growth. Mozambique PMI rises to 50.8 in November, highest in 9 months. Uganda's private sector growth continues in November with PMI at 53.8.